It's very concerning, to be honest, for the long-term future of the club. You know, I had my best football years at Morecambe as a player. Met some great people there. I'm still good friends with a lot of people up there. And, you know, the first three results to look for, well, the first two results, because I know ours, is Morecambe's and Liverpool's. So, you know, they have been close to my heart. And except for when we played them, I always want them to do well. Having been in the situation that they're in, I know that Jim is of a similar ilk to me. Jim and Kenny are a similar ilk to me and Jimmy, in the fact that they'll just get on with the football, and they've had some good results in the last couple of months, to be honest, and easing themselves away from danger, which is testament to how hard they work. And I know both of them are really hard workers. So it won't affect them so much on the football pitch. It's the fact that they're having to look players in the eye and know possibly that they might be able to pay the mortgage at the end of the month. And that won't be directly down to Jim and Kenny, but they'll feel the responsibility that I felt when I had to do it to players. And it's very, very hard. And you sort of have to re-motivate yourself. You don't have any problems motivating the players. You can make light of it and you can make a joke of it, but you feel for the troubles that they're going through financially. And so you're probably the one who needs a lift. So at this stage, I think, you know, people have to concentrate on Jim and Kenny and getting them, you know, giving them the support that they need. I know they got a big boost from the fans during the week, a couple of weeks ago, with, you know, them rallying around to pay his fine. And I think that's the type of thing that he needs. He needs to know that all the fans are behind him. And I'm sure they are. And why wouldn't he be? You know, he's done a magnificent job there. But then the bigger picture is they have to sort the club out. You know, a League Two club, I know the mechanics of it. It's a money pit. And unless you get someone who's serious and has got the club's interests at heart, and sometimes that mightn't be in a business sense because it's hard to make money in a League Two club, but someone's got to have a love of Morecambe, or a group of people, a consortium, have got to have a love of Morecambe and do their utmost to save them, as we have been saved in the past.